You ready for God's word this morning? Raise your hand and say together, dear Father, in the name of your Son Jesus, in this service, we receive and welcome the free flow of your Spirit in revelation, insight, and demonstrations. Together as a church, we behold Jesus Christ, your Son, even as he sees us in him. The things that ought to be said will be said. There's an unhindered flow of the demonstrations of the gifts of the Spirit in this service. The things that ought to be done will be done. And he is glorified, exalted, as we are edified alongside the body of Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12. We are still looking at the Holy Ghost meetings. Now today we will be practicing it in a bit more practical way than we have done. 1 Corinthians 12:1. Now there are things a Christian has to know about. You know, you just have to. Imagine if you walked up to a fellow in his fifth year. Now, I studied law, so maybe I should just use the one I know. Before I say something that you look at me and say, Mr. Man, what are you talking about? You get to a fellow in his fifth year in the university, in the law faculty. Then they tell him, have you checked the law report? He said, hey, which newspapers is that? Okay, that's a lawyer laughing. You don't know. Some of you know, like, because you know what I'm talking about. Say, which newspaper is that? I say, law report. Say, ah, I don't know. We collect report card university. You are rest assured that that fellow is sitting in for someone. Couldn't have been a student, because from your first year, you would know about the law reports. It's in the library. So, and that's the, almost like the basic thing every law student should know. So if you have a Christian who has been born again for, as many years as possible, and then you talk about the things of the Spirit. Someone was asked one time, said, mention the things of the Spirit. Say, Ahithophel's Spirit. Incubus and succubus. You know that one? Oh, you know that one? You don't know Incubus and succubus? Do you know Bacchus Bacchus? Asmodeus? But you know Serpentine Spirit. You know Mami Water Spirit. That's what the fellow knew, you know. You're not really intelligent, you know, and you don't know that. You've been a Christian all your life. And you don't know the things of the Spirit. I remember one guy asked him, I said, let's pray the Pauline prayer. I said, huh? Pauline prayer. What's Pauline prayer? He said, the prayers of Paul. He said, the prayers of Paul. Did Paul pray? He said, okay, the prayer is in the book of Acts. I said, no, in his epistles. He didn't even know they were prayers. And he's been a Christian. So you can be a Christian for that long, and you are so ignorant. So Paul says, now, concerning spiritual gifts, that's the King James italicized, I would not have you ignorant. There are some things that Christians are learning today, and I'm wondering, who asked you to preach this, Mr. Pastor? There are things I know, right? And you know, I'm quite a vast person. No, let me take that back. I'm trying to be vast. So I'm trying to learn different spheres. And in fact, when I got into the secondary school, I remember I was talking to my mates yesterday and I said, no, on Friday, I said I wrote an article as I got into the secondary school. I wrote an article because I found out the first 3, 4, 5 weeks we're eating fish, but we've never seen the head of the fish. So I wrote an article, where is the head of our fish? You know, and I sounded really silly because people were really into, yeah, so people were agitating. So when I told my dad that years later, he laughed, said, all of you are ignorant. I said, why? I said, the government college was modeled after the British school, and you'll never find the British share the head of their fish. Oh, I said, oh, well, I'm not British. You know, but I could write that. If you do stuff like that, we could write about history. We could talk about things, sports. You know, we could talk about sports. We could talk about things, you know, and the pastor said, the guy's so vast, and he's talking about maybe technology, he's talking about business, he's talking about politics, he's talking about history, but he's here to talk about the Bible. No, he hasn't done a good job. His job, Paul says, preach the word. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be instant in season out of season. Said the time will come when folks will no longer endure sound doctrine. They will want you to preach what they want. He said, no. You make full proof of your ministry. You be instant in season out of season. You know, they want to turn from the truth of the word of God to fables. Paul said that in 2 Timothy 4 verse 2, 3. So there are things that, you know, you see some pastors, they are busy talking about it. And they have, you know, you find a lot of Christians, they like things like, tomorrow, okay, next week we're going to have picnic. Oh, church is always bubbling for me. Say, why? Last week we're in picnic, next week we're going to the zoo, the week after, we'll go and ride these things that you're going to like, woo. And all the church, we're out there, we're shouting, ah! I remember I had one like that, and then we're going, all this stuff. And I said, what is the fun? Because I didn't get it. Because, no, I'm not actually. And we're going, and so my son said, Daddy, you covered your eyes? Were you afraid? I said, no, I'm not afraid. I just like, so I got up and I'm not doing it again. You know? And you know, so what's the excitement? I said, just the excitement of just shouting, ah! I said, I'm not doing it again. You know, say, the week after, what's the week after? They don't see me coming, you know. Why do you always laugh when pastors say things? Do you think I'm the Lord from heaven? You know, somebody saw me doing this one. He said, I am not serious. I'm a human being now. So you find, say that next what I will do, we are going to bring one tech guy. He understands coding. So he will come to church and teach us. Now, those are good things. I'm not saying they're not good, but that's not the role of the church. Imagine if you went to the university and you go to the first class. It's supposed to be a law faculty. And the guy spends the first week, they're teaching you about cars. You think that they are trying to just familiarize with you. Then the second week, motorcycle. They talk with aeroplane. You go back and maybe you go and, do they still do brochure, jam brochure? You go and check. What did you? Then you ask for the curriculum. What is going on here? I'm not saying it's wrong to have a knowledge of motorcycle and keke. And you know, but the point is, that's not why the university is. So, you said, find some Christians in there. And you talk about the things of the Spirit. You say, things of the Spirit. Ah, Spirit. Spirit. Ah. You know, and that's not good. You ought not to be ignorant. Such that, if at your office space, they call you, maybe in your school, your community, say, somebody's been oppressed of the devil. You say, of the devil? Ah. The devil? In this estate? You say, ah. Hey. You know, you ought to be a Christian who understands these things. Hallelujah. You know, years ago, my mother, interestingly, she's been ordained this morning. I don't know how many ordinations she has received in her life, but this is one of the many. She told me that she's been ordained. She said, okay, go on, get ordained again. You know, so she hadn't spoken in tongues. She's been born again since forever. I had to tell her that she got saved. She said, say you're born again. Because I, you know. So she had me feel the Holy Ghost and had me, you know, trying to talk to her about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But she wasn't, you know, really, she didn't get it. So someone from our fellowship then, this was 1996, I just said to her, I said, you know, it wasn't going to take time. I said, she's not filled with the Holy Ghost. Get her filled with the Holy Ghost. I didn't say, next week Tuesday at 4 o'clock, prepare, she will be filled with the Holy Ghost. So you now go and fast. I start reading books about filled. One book. Wait. One book. Holy Ghost. No, I just said, hey. You know, that's how it's supposed to be. Supposed to be. I said, come on, go do that. And he said, you know. But he said, can you minister to the person? Minister. Minister of what? He said, minister of transport. No. The Holy Ghost. Because you ought not to be ignorant of those things. Do you know how long it took you to understand your phone? Some of you, a new phone, you sit down overnight, master it. By the next day, this has become a laptop. But when it comes to the things of which you just be looking, you know, I'm not a man of God, I'm not a pastor. No, you are just not interested. I said, go get a filled with the Holy Ghost. And that, my mom was, she was on the floor for quite a while, living room then. Because someone from the fellowship said, go minister to her. Paul says, you ought not to be ignorant. You ought not to be ignorant. So I choose not to be ignorant of the things of the Spirit. Look at the song we sang. I yield. Glory to God. The song says, you know, that song, the songwriter first sang it as, there's a mighty flow of God's Spirit in this place. So I changed it. I said they should put in the earth. Why did I say that? As a believer, when you see God's Spirit move, you know that is the same Spirit that is living in you. And God's Spirit is in all the earth. In many places in all the earth. And you look at those things and say, well, this is who I am. Hallelujah. This is who I am. Glory to God. This is who I am. So you ought not to be ignorant. No, you shouldn't be. The way some of us will cram songs, you can cram songs and just be singing a song. You're just singing a song, and you cram this one. Someone can cram movies. And you cram, no. He had not picked up the cup then. He first went to the room. Oh, that's true. He didn't shut the door. Let me tell you what he did. There was no door. you know those things so well. You know? And he said, brother, can we just yield to the Spirit of God here? Say, yield to the Spirit? They never taught me, yield how? You see, yield like financial increase. No. Because that's what yield. Yield. Give 10,000. Yield 100,000. That's what you know. A Christian ought not to be like that. Because you are born of the Spirit of God. Is that not true? You are born of the... this is funny. Some of you are Igbo. And you don't know how to speak it. You just use an idea. When they say nani, no, you say it's double N. You just fix something in the middle, say N-I-N, nin. You know, that's not good. I don't like that. I love people speaking their native language. You are looking at me. I love people to speak in their native. I do. You know, because you are born. So if you are born again and you are born of God's Spirit, and you cannot relate with the things of the Spirit, that is an abnormality. It's an abnormality. But I know you are not abnormal. Amen? You know the things of the Spirit. I said you know the things of the Spirit. And you yield to the things of the Spirit. So in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says, you know, he told them, he said, you were Gentiles in verse 2. They were carried away by the dumb idols wherein they were led. Then says, I give you to understand, verse 3, 1 Corinthians 12, that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. And no man can say that Jesus Christ is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now verse 4. It says, now there are diversities, hallelujah, diversities of gifts. Pay attention to that word. But the same Spirit. In verse 5, it says there are differences of administration or the word ministries, but the same Lord. Then in verse 6, it says there are diversities of operations. It is the same God that worketh all in all. So he talks about gifts in 4. It talks about ministries or administrations in 5. It talks about operations in 6. Then look at verse 7. Let's take verse 7 together. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? To who? Every man to profit with all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any human being here, born again. Come on, let me see your hand. Hallelujah. Say the manifestation. Raise your hand and say, the manifestation of the Spirit has been given to me. I profit from it. Now, the word profit there means for the common good. For the common good. It's given to you for the common good. For the common good. Then verse 8 through to verse 11, to one is given the word of wisdom by the same Spirit, to another it says the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, said to another it says tongues by the same Spirit, the interpretation of tongues by the same Spirit, discerning of Spirit by the same Spirit, said gifts of healings, workings of miracles, gifts of faith by the same Spirit, prophecy by the same Spirit. So he mentions nine things. He says, but all these, verse 11, worketh the one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So you have nine things. Now, this morning, I would like to call them nine streams. What do I call them? Nine streams. Streams of the same river. Streams. You know how you can channel a river? This goes like this, that one goes that way. Nine streams. Nine. It's the same river. Because they are all given by the Spirit. Nine. Paul mentions in there. Now, those nine, some great Bible teachers like Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, Howard Carter, who was with the Assemblies of God Mission, and F.F. Bosworth, they came up with a classification that has helped us over the years. My brother Hagin wrote a book, on that order, but Howard Carter wrote a book concerning spirituals, which he wrote in the 1950s. Great book. And then he said there are three classifications, three of those nine streams. He said the first one are the utterance gifts, Now, the utterance gifts are three. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. What do I call it? Why? Because they are all primarily for speaking. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. They are all primarily for speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second group, they said, they are the revelation gifts. The revelation gifts. So the revelation gifts, you have the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Now, what is common with these three? They show knowledge. Not natural knowledge, supernatural knowledge. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. Three of them. So they call them the revelation gifts. That means they reveal something. The third set are the power gifts. What do I call them? Power gifts. The power gifts, they do something. There's an action. Now I like to add a word to it. There's an action in nature. In nature. Okay? The three of them, the gifts of healings, or the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, and the gift of faith. The gift of healing, workings of miracles, and the gift of faith. So we have one river, the Spirit. Okay? We have nine streams. But in the nine streams, pay attention, we have three groups in the streams. Now, why did I call them streams? Because in Scripture, water is used to explain the move of the Spirit. Isaiah 44 verse 3 talks about, I will pour water, my Spirit. Isaiah 44 verse 3. Now, Jesus' teaching to on the Spirit uses water. In fact, some people assume he was talking about baptism with water, but he wasn't talking about baptism with water. I remember years back, 1994, I was teaching at a white garment church, actually. And they were having Bible study, so they called me to come and teach them for some weeks. So I'm teaching, and then someone talked before me, and she said that the water baptism in John 3:5, except the man is born of water, the Spirit is also water baptism. So I said to her, no, she's wrong. I was a teacher after that. I said, no, it's not water baptism. I said, the word is born of water. I said, when you were baptized by water, you were not born of the water. So she said, that's true. Very elderly woman. She was very humble. And in fact, what I said that day was not good. Now, I won't say that today. I said, except your mommy water. That's what I said. And she just smiled and let my youthful exuberance just let it go. Well, I passed across my message anyway. So, now, the thing is, In John 3:5, Jesus uses water to explain the Spirit. John 3:5. In John 4, again John 4, verse 14, remember that woman that Jesus had a conversation with her at the well? And the woman was like, she's trying to fetch water. Jesus is there. Jesus said, give me to drink. And she said to her, what are you talking about? He said, if you knew who speaks to you, John 4 and verse 10, and the gifts of God, you'll have asked of him, he'll have given you living water. Now, of course, the conversation went on. Then in verse 13, Jesus said, if you drink of this water, you will thirst again. But he that drinks of the water I shall give him shall have in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. So for the second time, Jesus uses water well to speak about the Spirit. Now the last one I'm going to talk about is in John 7, John 7:37. That was the feast in the tabernacle. And Jesus stood out and cried, and he said, he that is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. For as the scripture has said, out of his belly, John 7:37, shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, which those that believe on him should receive. But the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So you can see that the use of Spirit, right, is accompanied by, or the use of water, sorry, explains the Spirit, or the work of the Spirit. So we can call the gift of the Spirit like an ever-flowing river. What do I call it? Ever-flowing river. Like the song says, a ceaseless flow. Ever-flowing river. Ever-flowing. The moment you got born again, you know, on Friday, I think so, I took some of my friends to the spot where I got born again. I said, I got saved here. And one of them took a video. Said, I got born again here. I got filled with the Holy Ghost there. I know the spot. And I said, as soon as I got born again, they just go and speak in tongues. They didn't explain it. They just said, it's a language. Yeah, okay. If they had explained it, I would have argued. Why? Why must I say that thing I don't understand? And I say, no, I can't. That'll have been a tough one. But that's why you don't wait for explanation first. Is that clear? You over argue, then you lose it. Anyway, you know, so there's a flow. The river of God has been given to you. What we call the gift of the Spirit, that is the Spirit himself, we can say is like a river in you. A river. And that river has streams. Streams. And those streams are always flowing. They are always flowing. Why? Because God's own part, he plays his part. He has given you his Spirit. He lives in you. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, together we are the house of God. We are the temple of God. Why? Because the Spirit of God dwells in us. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11 says that we have been washed. We have been sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6 again and verse 19 says, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So, we are not trying to look for the Spirit. We are not trying to get the Spirit. We don't sing, let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Latibo, where is it coming from? God's given you his Spirit. Say, God has given me his Spirit. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. There is a ceaseless flow of God's Spirit in me today and every day. Say, today and every day. The river of God, the river of God, his Spirit, his own Spirit flows through me. Hallelujah. So what is in that flow? There are nine. There are nine streams, right? Nine streams. Nine of them. And is there anyone of the streams that is not given to us? None. Right? None. How come I've never heard about this before? Well, you're hearing it this morning. How come I've never experienced it before? Maybe you never heard about it. Maybe you never did. And there are things that Christians are trying to, you know, to pay for. I use this illustration, this story of this man. I believe I shared in the service too, also. This man, he was going from United States to England. Those were in those days. So he sold all his property to just buy the ticket to get on the ship. All his property. He was going for Golden Fleece in England. So it was a 2-week trip, I think. So he got on the ship. You know, he had taken bread and milk, just a bit, you know, to keep him alive, you know, and all that. So after a few days, he got really hungry because the food was finished. So every day he would see people come out, and they would come out to the restaurant, come and eat, and they'll go back to their rooms and cabins, and he'll be like, ah, I wish I had the money. I wish I had the money. So he had to go into an organized, non-voluntary fast for a few days. So when the hunger became hungry, he could not take it again. So he told himself, I'll go to the restaurant, I'll take the food. No matter what happens, worst case scenario, they throw me inside the water. Or they will say, I'll come and wash plates. That's a Nigerian thinking. Or they'll go, yeah, I'll just go and eat. Because he's gone to the point where he said, that's desperate. So, you know, he got to the restaurant, decided to eat. You know, when you have been hungry for many days, he was eating everything available. So he was eating and eating. So he noticed that nobody asked him any questions. So, well, he tried to escape. So he had a good conscience. So he felt, I should escape. Let me go and confess my sins. So he went to meet the man in charge of the restaurant and said, I've been eating since. You guys have not come to ask me for, you know, not brought my bill to pay. And I was trying to run away, but I just felt I should come and tell you. So that, I mean, you tell me what I'm supposed to do. The man said, did you pay for this voyage? He said, yes. Let me see your ticket. Sorry. He said, you paid for meals here. Free. Huh? He said, yeah, you morning, afternoon, evening, you paid for first course, second course. Eh? Ah! He went back to rest, but then his stomach is already full, you know. You know, there's a time you want to empty the thing first. But I think the trip was going to end the next day or something. So bad. He said, oh, that's how it is. When believers look at others and feel, it's not for me. It's not for me. Many discover these things almost at the end of their life. Some never do. They never. They'll think it's exclusive. Oh, they think those people who God uses, their lives must be very clean. That's not true. They think they must have really been with God, you know, like padi. For a while, they say, my padi, I can trust you with speaking in tongues. You know you are my guy. Speak it, be very careful. When you are done with that, I'll give you interpretation. But, Omo, be careful. After that, you know, it doesn't work like that. Hallelujah. God gave you His Spirit when you were a sinner. A believing sinner. If He gave you His Spirit, He gave you the gift of His Spirit. And you have people like that. They really don't know. Some will cringe out of fear. They don't even think God could use them. But God has given to all of us His Spirit. Say, I have the manifestation of the Spirit. All the streams. Raise your hand. Come on, say, all the streams. You know, let me tell you why you raise your hands. You see, in Scripture, raising hands is worship. Whether you are praying, you are singing, or you are confessing the word. Is that clear? So it's not like, raise your hand if your name is Shegu. That's not what it is. Alright? It's you raise your hands. Alright? In worship. Say, I have the manifestation of the Spirit walking in me. The utterance gifts. They are mine. In the name of Jesus. Tongues. Interpretation of tongues. And prophecy. It's a stream. Flowing in me today. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the sign of spirits, where I can see things and know things in the spirit world, where I can detect the operations of angels and supernatural beings. where I can know things, facts, events, experiences that did not come from my mind, but given to me by the Spirit. I have the power gifts, the gifts of healings. It makes the sick to be well and cured. I have the workings of miracles. It works power and miracles in nature. I have the gift of faith. It takes a hold of miracles in the natural. Hallelujah. Say the stream and the streams of the Spirit, they flow through me and in me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what they are. They flow through you in the name of Jesus. So it's like a stream. It's like a stream. So usually there are two things that hinder us as believers. Maybe three. I'll have the third one later on. One is absolute ignorance. You are not aware. And sometimes the ignorance is something you have been told. You know, sometimes you have been, have you wondered, sometimes they tell you somebody something, and you will not be able to read to that person, until later you find out that, that's not true. This is really, really not true. You know, as a young boy, let me give you this one, this is a very funny one. I had a teacher, I attended in Lagstaff School. The man was Mr. Yeboah, I will never forget it. He used to teach mathematics. Have you observed that mathematics teacher are usually very wicked? It's not true. See, but it was you that was struggling to understand maths. So the man was a maths teacher, and he also had this mark here. So I believe that anybody who taught maths was wicked. Anybody who had a mark here must have been a wicked person. That God marked those people out so that... as a small child, to think that way. So I used to relate people with mark, I look at them like this. Wrong knowledge. And you know, children can be very impressionable. Very, very impressionable. Some folks are taught the wrong things about the Holy Ghost. Very wrong. I told you how I went to a church. And then that was in 24 years ago. And the pastor was telling me how they were waiting for the Holy Ghost. The whole church. And it was quite a large church. And I was wondering, that to speak in tongues, you take you this class, that class, that class, that class, that degree. Do you get it? But, so I got there that day, and I began to share God's word. And you could see the light bulb came on, and he went, you could see it in their eyes. That they were, and interestingly, the same scriptures that they used to blind their eyes was what I explained. So I asked them to all come out. I've shared this story just recently, and they all came out. And the same people who the previous morning, the morning before that time, they were literally cold. Now, the fire came on. They began to speak in other tongues. You could see the atmosphere changed. What happened? Ignorance. Ignorance. If someone says, I'm sick now. Not you. Some believers say, You know, I need you to come. There's a program that my church is going to hold. If you come for that program. No, he said, I'm sick. Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick. Is that not it? You know why you have to call your pastor? Because you are ignorant. We have not trained you like that here. They do say, you are not feeling, what's it? Don't worry. I have my pastor's number. I'll get my pastor's number from my PCF coordinator who gave it then. That one to also say, what is the problem? I'll send you pastor's number. He's the one that can carry our burdens. No. Hallelujah. The streams of God's Spirit. They flow through me, not only in this service, but anywhere and everywhere that I am. Hallelujah. Are you here? You know, and that was what happened. The things just came, boom! What a flow of God's Spirit that day. So one, ignorance. Some folks are just plain ignorant. Secondly, is not yielding. Now, two of them could walk together, but they may not be the same. Not yielding. Not yielding to the Holy Ghost. Not yielding to the Holy Ghost. The third one, sometimes, is a sense of condemnation. You know, we all make errors. Not necessarily sins, but we're all human. Now, have you seen yourself fail before? Now, something happened, myself and my friends, we traveled. So we went through, I'll share the story with you. So we're coming back to Lagos. I told you that story that we were in the road for 6 hours. Was it the service? Okay. Now let me tell you the B part of that story. So that first day was a bad experience. I mean, I was meant to have a meeting. I kept moving that meeting till I said, whenever I arrive, who were on. And I'm talking about a 15-minute trip. We had gotten to Lagos. 6 hours. So we're coming again. And then, while we're leaving Ibadan, the week after we said, should we go through express? Everybody said, say, Pastor, you should know. You know, that's very interesting. I said, no, I don't know. He said, let's go to Abeokuta. We're trying to say, you go to Ikorodu. We said, no. Everybody in the car were afraid of 6 hours. I couldn't imagine it again. Because really, God has helped me over the years. That, because my expressway traffic, no. It has never been my portion. I've always escaped it. Over the years, there's a way I escaped it. The one I would have entered, I was coming to preach at FC. That was in 1998 or so. So I was late. I was late to that particular driver. That driver was a Lagos driver. That's leading of the spirit. The Holy Ghost knew who can take us there. You know? I'm not joking, really. You know. So, but what was the point? So we were coming and then we started dilly-dallying. Hey. So we checked Google. You know, you check Google. You know, when Google gets to a point, you know, Google is also scoping you. So we're checking Google. We said, 2 hours. That's what he told us the last time. Oh, well, but you know, it was so funny that we were feeling bad about the first experience. I just told them, I said, let's go. It will be different. They said, that's all. I said, let's go. Don't let's get so afraid. We've not even seen anything. We've already seen it. You know? And so, we had almost a seamless journey. And so we all got home, and we all passed also. I said, pastors are human beings. So I said, how could you not pray about it? Pray. We're already at the interchange. So I said, you know, we just didn't want to take this route again because of something that happened before. You know, you could shrink back from flowing with the Holy Ghost because you made an error one day. No, don't. Don't. So I told them yesterday, I said, this is how you must, because really, personally, I love to confront my fears. So I told them, I said, let's go. I said, we can't be afraid of this road. More so, you don't even know the ones you want to go and take. Those ones, is journey of no return. Those areas, when you go through them, you know, I said, let's go. If we've seen this, now we checked the map, it was clear. I said, let's go. I said, hey, what if I said, there's no what ifs, let's just go. You know, that can happen to all of us. Maybe one day you prayed for the sick and they didn't get healed. And you go, with all the confession. Remember one time, my first healing service was 30 years ago. I had prayed. You know, when you are praying and you are feeling light, you think the power of God has come. So I called everybody outside. I had sang all the healing songs I knew. I said, now the power is moving. Yes, the power is moving. Yeah. So I began to lay hands. I think that they got more sick. You know, imagine not one single person was healed. Not one. Not one. That is, some will have encouraged you and say, I'm feeling better. Nobody said it to. I laid hands. I said, are you sure? Someone said, no. I said, check it again. He said, I've checked it. Hey, whoa. You know, and I'd watched a healing service video, so I was coming to manifest the video. That evening, someone came to me and said, why do you think you were laying hands? He said, Jesus said, lay hands on the sick. He didn't say lay hands on those who have demons. He said, cast them out. I never seen that before. He said, how do you know those who don't have demons? And you laid hands. He said, when you lay hands like that and they have demons, it will transfer back. What you're laughing at is not good. It's not, you're laughing at me. Do you know how I believed it? That night, I fell sick. Healing service. I received sickness. And I was healed for a long time. But one day, and that sickness is so remarkable, because I now read a book. I went to a cousin's house, and they had this book. They were saying that Bagada here. And the book was To Heal the Sick by Charles and Francis Hunter. I was right there on the sick bed. As I was reading it, I just stood up from the bed. I said, I'm going to take your divine presence to the nations of the earth. I was feeling sick. I said, I'm going to take your healing power to all the world. I will not shrink back. I will not stand back. I'm going to lay hands on the sick everywhere and anytime. Hallelujah. You know, I didn't allow that past experience to overwhelm me. See, have you ever missed it before? Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. Sometimes you didn't even miss it. You just thought you did. Hallelujah. You know, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, we, by faith, we step in. By what? By faith. My first syllables in tongues. I was sounding stupid. I said, hey, which one? And you know, the first one is like repeated lines. I said, Seven, with all the intelligence you have in this world, who is deceiving you to think you are doing something? And my head was already running. What's the boto you are saying? You know, but that's how it started. But I kept at it. I kept at it. To the glory of God, it has blessed people all over the world. One time I was ministering, and not just one, not twice, not more than once. And I felt someone came to me and said, you spoke to me. I said, how? He said, my language. I said, I don't know that language. As you spoke, I heard this in my language. The same thing I thought was rubbish years ago. But what was the key? I did not stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't shrink back at the power of God. Don't shrink back at the things of God. You see, those things that look like failures, you didn't get it right. No, they're learning curve. They're learning curve. As you keep at it, you get bolder and bolder and bolder. Just like today. Today we're going to have Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. And I trust God you're going to step into your streams. Into those streams. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will step into those streams. By the power of God. You will step into those streams. You know, there's someone that I said, you know, I said, the Holy Ghost said this, and the person said, nope. I said, you are not sincere. Nope. And the person was very loud. No! And I said, wow. But I remembered my first experience. And I said, well, maybe I missed it, maybe I didn't. But I'll flow with the Holy Ghost anyway. But to the glory of God, I think I've been walking in that too. It doesn't matter. You could make an error here and have nothing to do with how, you know, it's good to live holy. We should live above sin, but you see, that is not why the things of the Spirit flow in your life. They flow in your life because you are born again. Hallelujah. Because you are born again. That's it. Glory to God. Because you are born again. So, a sense of condemnation. A sense of condemnation. Oh, I've not done this. Oh, I've not. So I say, come and pray for this. You say, you should have told me last week, so I would have prayed last night. No. It's not prayer that brings power. Prayer makes power available. God gave you His power. God gave you His Spirit. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, we must not shrink back because of past failures, because of condemnation, because we fell into, you know, there's something like that. I was pastoring the church, not this church, for someone in the 90s. 98, actually. So this fellow, you know, a woman, actually, a sister, she had these issues. So the church leaders were telling me, oh, well, this lady, she did this wrong. She did that one wrong. And so they said, what do I have to say? I said, nothing. Then, I said, nothing. Now, something I'd never done before, throughout the time I pastored that church in 1998, about 5 months, I just called the sister unprepared. Of course, I spent time to pray for her. I said, you're sharing today. You're going to preach for 15 minutes. I think 20 minutes. They were surprised. You know what?
She preached, and the power of God was in demonstration. You know, why did I do that to her? To let her know God's hand is on your life. Hallelujah. It's on your life. You see, sometimes we chew on people because we are not God. God's hand is on your life. See, there's a man in the Bible, his name is David. He had some of the cruelest, the grimmest past. He had some of the craziest errors in Bible history. Well, you know, he wrote much of what Jesus preached about. Jesus used his sermons. Paul used his sermons. He became one of the most remarkable persons that God ever used in human history. This is not to endorse what he did wrong, but to just show you. I tell people, the Bible writes the stories of men. So that you don't give up on yourself. Hallelujah. There's nobody in scripture that comes out clean. Everybody needs the blood. Hallelujah. So you know, don't shrink back at the power of God. As we're going to have a meeting now, the Holy Ghost is going to talk to you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to tell you, say there's someone here who, no. The Holy Ghost is going to have you lay hands on someone who is sick. He say, sick? Me? Me that I still fell into malaria 2 days ago. Doesn't matter. I've had a healing service before that I was shaking. Me, myself, I was, and I laid hands on them and they all got healed. And I'm shaking there. Because he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I just said? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say there's a ceaseless flow. Of God's Spirit in my life and in my ministry. Glory to God. So how do I yield? I yield by speaking. I yield by speaking. First thing is, learn to use your words. What about saying something like this? The gifts of healings walked through me this morning. They walked through me this morning. You know how you got born again? You know, you use your words. Jesus Christ is Lord. My sins are forgiven. And eternal life came to you. Same way. You yield to the Holy Ghost. The word of knowledge walks through me today. The word of wisdom walks through me today. The sign of spirits walk through me today. Tongues and interpretation, they walk through me today. Prophecies, they walk through me today. The gifts of healings, workings of miracles, gift of faith, they walk through me today. In the name of Jesus. You yield by words. Then you act on what you said. You act on it. You act on it. Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word and deed, do to the glory of God. Said in word then deed. In word then deed. In word then deed. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Don't shrink back at the power of God. Don't allow condemnation to affect your heart. Don't do that. Don't. Don't. Amen. Amen? Amen? So today, and in this service, I give room for the streams of the Spirit through me to bless and be blessed. To bless and be blessed. It's a song we used to sing then. You know the song. As we gather and your Spirit walks.